Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, we're gonna bring out the controversy now.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Kenny and Rob Show every Tuesday night at 7:30. Ken Hodge and Robert Frost, both members of Local 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union, out of Columbus, Ohio. We take out time from our day to try to educate and advise federal employees on actions they should take should they become injured at work. And as always on these podcasts, I've got my main guy with me, Robert Frost. How you doing tonight, Robert?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Again, Robert Frost and I both served in the union in Columbus. I was the president. Well, I am the president, and he assisted me assisting members to ensure that their CA forms, 1, 2, whatever it may be, is handled properly, and we provide good guidance to the members. And all you have to do is apply yourself with the information that we're giving you. Tonight, we're going to spend a majority of this podcast talking about CA2. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we're always on the air giving you information in regards to injury compensation. Tonight, what we're going to do is talk about the CA2, and Robert's going to share with us personal experiences that he had with this form. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Rob and talk to the people, Rob.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. We have two CA2 forms. There's a CA2 and the CA2A. The CA2 is claim for occupational disease and claim for compensation. Now, that doesn't mean you have a disease that you acquired at work. It means you have possibly a disease or an illness that you had either before you started with the post office or years ago when you were working and got injured, and now it's flaring up again. The workers' comp will pay you for that type of injury, even though they've already dealt with it once for you, as long as you fill out the form. If you don't fill out the form, they won't do anything for you. The other one, the CA2A, is notice of recurrence, meaning it's a continuing problem. It may only come up once a year. It may come up once a week. This form is to help workers' comp deal with that. Now, please understand, everything that Kenny and I are doing here is we're using the U.S. Department of Labor forms. All right? We're not trying to scam you. We're not trying to steer you wrong. All right? We're trying to help. Now, my situation, personal experience-wise, with the CA2 was I was injured on the job. And this actually triggered a recurrence of an injury that I had before I came to the post office. I was injured while I was in the service. And when I came to the post office, they knew I had this injury. They knew I had disability for it. They hired me anyway. Now, it's not a severe disability, but it does have some very serious ramifications. In this particular instance, I stood up from a table that I was working at, took one step, and lost complete feeling from the waist down. I literally fell to the floor, could not feel my feet or my legs, all the way up to my waist. There was no feeling. There was no pain, except for where I hit the floor with my arms, but it's hard to describe. And, of course, the post office was, first thing they said, well, that's a recurrent, that was a previous injury, we're not going to pay you for that. Well, that's not true. Something that I was doing a lot of lifting and twisting, and that aggravated my condition. I have a back condition from the injury when I was in the service. And it aggravated it to the point where basically my nerves shut off and said, we're not going to work anymore. The ambulance came, they took me to the hospital, and probably a good 45 minutes after I lost all feeling, the feeling came back and I was able to move my legs and my toes and all of that. So it's very important that you understand that just because you have an injury, whether it was outside of work or not, if whatever you're doing on the job affects that injury, then you have a right to file a CA2 or CA2A form for that and to get compensation for it, especially if it takes you off work. Now, in my situation, I was only off work for about 6 hours, but I still got paid for it. And workers' comp issued me a claim number for that injury. Prove and award claim numbers for everything. That's a fact. As long as you fill the forms out correctly and fully, don't, you know, try to play something off, just like poo-poo something, saying, oh, that didn't really matter. It did matter because it's part of whatever happened to you. They have to know that or they cannot make an informed judgment on whether to assign you a claim or not. Once you're assigned a claim, that's your claim until it's closed. All right? And if you have a reoccurrence again while it's still open, it's good. You're covered. If you have a reoccurrence when the claim has been closed, then you file a new CA form, CA2 form, and have them either reopen it or give you another claim number. And sorry, it's kind of frustrating because I know Kenny's dealt with this a lot. He's talked to a lot of people about the CA2 forms. And pretty much everybody has basically said, we're not going to scam the government. We don't want any part of that. We don't think it's valid, that sort of thing. Please, let me tell you, it is valid. All right? If you get taken off work for a week, a month, a year, because of a pre-existing condition that was aggravated by your work, you're the one that's going to lose money if you don't file the form. It's there to protect you. Now, going back to a couple of the, I'm going to go read a little bit off of one of the forms here. These forms are confusing. There's no doubt about that. All right. For example, in box 12, date you first realized the disease or illness was caused or aggravated by your employment. This is basically an approximation. All right. When you first realized, you may have realized a couple of days before you were having difficulty with your problem. And you also may have realized that the work was that you were doing was aggravating it. So just put an approximate date there. Box 11, date you first became aware of the disease or illness. This is when you were actually first basically diagnosed with your condition, even if it was 20 years ago. Right? In my case, my injury occurred in 1977. So I've had this for a while. And then there are other descriptions, right? Now, down at the bottom, where below employee signature on the CA2 form, it says,
hey,
I certify, Rob, under penalty. Yeah.
Excuse me one second. I just want to go back to that box 11 and box 12 because okay. on the CA2 form, those are two very, very, very important dates. And one of the major errors that people make when doing the CA2 is they treat it like it's a CA1, meaning they send the form in, then they go get medical care. Well, they fill the form out. A CA2 is different from a CA1 because with a CA2, you have the burden of proof as opposed to a CA1, the post office has the burden of proof. So when you do that CA2 form, especially box 11 and 12, you want to make sure you have communications with your doctor. And again, in box 11, the date you first became aware of the disease, as best as you can recollect, and box 12 is where your doctor is going to fill out the day that it was caused, it was aggravated by your current condition. So just one major thing I want you to keep in mind, the CA1 differs from the CA2 because the CA1, the burden of proof is on the post office or the agency, wherever, whatever federal agency you work for. The CA2, the burden of proof is on you. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, no, you made some very good points, and I'm glad for the clarification on box 12 because I had that slightly wrong. I didn't realize that was the doctor that had to fill that out. I thought that was the person that was hurt. Anyway, going back down to number 18, I certify under penalty of law that the disease or illness described above was the result of my employment with the United States government, and that it was not caused by my willful misconduct, intent to injure myself or another person, nor by my intoxication, and by intoxication, by default, that also means under the influence of drugs. I hereby claim medical treatment, if needed, and other benefits provided by the Federal Employees Compensation Act. Now, please understand here, this is a legal government document. You have to tell the truth with this. I'm not trying to scare you, but there are severe penalties for filing a false claim. Right? But if you have a legitimate claim, please file it. Have them take care of you. If nothing else, you might be able to get free medicine for your condition that you may not be able to afford. In my case, I've only been with the post office a couple of years, and this is the first year I've been able to afford health care. So my pre-existing condition, I couldn't afford medicine. There just was no way. Now I've got some medicine that helps with it. Doesn't help a lot, but at least it's something, and I don't have to pay for it.
Nor should you CA2. Have to. I'm sorry. Again, nor should you have to pay for it if your condition was exacerbated by your current employment. And I say that, and I say that over and over again to employees. Sometimes it might sound too good to be true. And a lot of employees ask me, "Wait a minute, Ken. You mean I could have gotten hurt in the military 10 years ago? And because of the work I'm doing, the repetitive motion I'm doing, it caused it to flare up again. Are you saying the post office will accept that claim?" No. What I'm saying is you have a right to file a CA2. Just because you file that CA2 doesn't mean it's going to get accepted. But if you do it properly and you are sincere in your request for additional compensation, it's going to get accepted. Now, again, I don't offer any guarantees with that. But what I tell people is this. Think about this. If you refuse to file that CA2, that means you own that injury outright. So you own the injury. If you file the CA2, you are in nothing but a win-win situation. If your documentation and your data is what the injury compensation office needs to see, then they're going to pick that claim up. And now that CA2 becomes just like a CA1. Once they accept your CA2, you are now eligible for 45 days continuation of pay. Again, you get all the rights and benefits as if you had filed a CA-1. But remember, just because you filed a CA-2 doesn't mean it's going to be accepted. But if you are in a position where you are currently paying for your own medical care because of an injury that was exacerbated at work, and you filed the CA-2, if they accept it, then you get relieved of that benefit. If they don't accept it, then you're right back where you started. So you don't lose anything on this. And again, and you keep hearing us say this, this is not a scam. We are not scammers. I'm not asking you for any money. Rob's not asking you for any money. All we're trying to do is provide you with guidelines, and these are federal guidelines and postal guidelines on what you should do if you become injured. Back to you, Rob.
You're done. Wanted to make sure there, Kenny.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. Now, the CA-2A notice of recurrence is basically the same thing as the CA or the CA-2, regular CA-2. I'm sorry. It's just that this is an already known existing condition that you've had, and your work is causing it to flare up again. Now, don't know about some of you, but I worked with several people who've been on limited duty for injuries for at least 7 years in our post office. 7 years or more. And at least two of them are on limited duty because of recurring injuries. And another woman who's already retired, I can't give you names or anything, but she had a severe case of gout where her leg and lower leg and foot would swell up 3 times the normal size. That was a reoccurring condition. She got it like every 2 months, and she got paid for it. So, please, as Kenny said, we're not here to scam you. We're here to help if you're willing to let us. Now, also, with the CA-2A, like I said, you know, these forms, some of them are pretty long. Like the CA-2A has two parts to it. So basically, I'll go down to, actually, it's got three parts. Part C, there's a place for a description here. It says, for all jobs held since you left the job held when the injury occurred. List the full name, address of your employer. Meaning, if you leave the post office because of this or for any other reason and you need to file your CA-2A, you can still do that. You just have to tell workers' comp who you worked for when you had the injury. Don't be shy about it and include the dates of your employment. I know some of you have spoken to me, and most of you know I have a somewhat negative attitude about workers' comp and the post office. But if you fill out the forms correctly and don't give either organization a chance to say, oh, it's wrong, do it again, or we deny it because you didn't do it right, you will get some help in most cases. Right? I mean, I didn't get any help for 40 years until I re-injured myself at work, and now I'm getting help. So it's very easily possible. We also know a number of people at where we work, the suggestion. They're afraid that they'll get in trouble. You cannot get in trouble for filling these forms out and applying. If anyone tries to hold this against you, you have grounds for federal claims court, meaning you can sue them. Not only them, you can sue, well, not directly the post office, but Megan Brennan. All lawsuits go to her if anybody tries to sue the post office. So you have rights. It's up to you to exercise them. Kenny and I are just trying to help you understand which ones you have and how they work. Kenny, do you have any questions?
I just want to expound just a little on that CA-2A. When we start talking about recurrence or new injuries or new illnesses. Definition provided by, in fact, it's right off, I'm reading right off of the CA2A form. A reoccurrence of an injury is one of the following. One, a spontaneous return of the symptoms of a previous injury or occupational disease without intervening cause. Two, a return or increase of disability due to a consequential injury. Example, something that occurs due to weakness or impairment caused by a work-related injury. And withdrawal of a specific duty assignment when the employee cannot perform the full duties of the regular or limited duty. So again, three instances of what we mean by a reoccurrence of an injury. Again, a spontaneous return, a return or cause of disability, or withdrawal of a specific duty assignment when the employee cannot perform the full duties of the regular or limited duty position. And again, what I'm reading is right off of the CA2A form. And most of what we are going to share with you will always be able to, it will always be able to be referenced from a federal document. So again, we talked about that CA2 and that CA2A. You got to put this stuff to work, folks. And again, if you're not injured, then don't say you're injured. I don't know any other way to put that. But if you become injured, then FICA laws are in place to protect you.
Yeah. Also, one thing that on the pretty much any government document, and I'll read this one off here. Let me see if I can find it again. Any person who knowingly makes any false statement, misrepresentation, concealment of fact, or any other fact of fraud to obtain compensation as provided by the Federal Employees Compensation Act, or who knowingly accepts compensation to which that person is not entitled, is subject to civil or administrative remedies, as well as felony criminal prosecution, and may be under appropriate criminal provisions, be punished by a fine or imprisonment or both. That doesn't apply just to you. Yeah, it applies for the CA2 form when you're filling it out. You have to be truthful. But that also applies to any supervisor or manager or whatever title they have that works in the federal government. If they say something that's not true, for example, if you re-injure yourself and file your CA2 or CA2A, and they write a statement stating that you weren't injured because of that, even though there's medical proof that you were, then they're falsifying a document. They can go to prison, right? And, you know, this is a felony. This is a federal felony, not just a state felony. They'll never work in the government again. So I know everybody has problems, both health and sometimes with supervisors. Deal with it the best you can, but take the appropriate steps if you're injured. If you have questions, Kenny and I are available. Please stop and ask us. Call us. Kenny, I think that's all I have.
All right. So again, we took 30 minutes tonight just to talk to you on that CA2 and the CA2A. Hey, folks. Again, I don't know any other way to say this. And sometimes we say it so much that I wonder, do you really want help? And if you really want help, then help is available. Sometimes we complain about situations, even though help is there, and we don't get what we're entitled to because we don't apply ourselves. Now, you know, I speak to people at work all day with regards to these issues, but when we do a show where we're putting out information, I'm going to ask that you take time out of your day, just as Rob and I take time out of our days to provide the information, Take time out of your day to come and get the information. And here's the beauty as I roll the injury compensation program into a part of what I call 180 degrees new direction. As we educate you, you educate someone else. And this is how, again, iron sharpening iron. If you have information, maybe some people don't listen to the podcast. Maybe some people aren't aware that Ken and Rob Tuesday night have a podcast on injury compensation. Tell them about the show. More importantly, if we have provided you with guidance and information, pay it forward. You help them. They, again, and if you're not certain of what you're saying to them, then by all means, just refer them over to me or to Rob. And again, all we're asking you for is to refer them over for guidance. We just study a little more on injury compensation so that we keep ourselves in a position to help you. So again, if you're looking for help, we're going to be here to provide help, but you have to meet us halfway. Again, when Rob gets your claim or gives you guidance, we try to track your days to make sure that your CA forms are being submitted timely. I mean, these are the things that we're going to do with you. But remember, nobody, and I do mean nobody, is going to care for you like you should care for yourself. So, again, every Tuesday night, 7:30, tell a friend that the Ken and Rob Show is back again. We're going to be giving you information on injury compensation that we want you to grasp, and we want you to share with others also. So, from the studios of Hodge to Hodge Productions, I'm going to say good night, and I'm going to say that we'll see you again next Tuesday when we go into additional FICA laws, and we're probably going to chop that CA1 up again and just reiterate all the time limits involved in that. So, from Hodge to Hodge Productions, this is the Kenny and Rob Show. Again, the Kenny and Rob Show is based on injury compensation, providing quality guidance and references to employees who get injured at work. So I want to say Happy New Year's to everyone, this being New Year's Day. Again, we podcast on Christmas. We podcast on New Year's. Again, we have a dedication to get information out to the membership. All the membership has to do is apply themselves just a little bit, and they're going to have that information. So I'm going to say good night from Kenny Hodge. And you want to say good night, Brother Frost?
Good night, everyone. Hope that, hope your injuries, how do I put it, heal themselves quickly.
Okay. Hodge to Hodge Productions saying good night on the Injury Compensation Show. Please join us here Tuesday nights, 7:30, every Tuesday night, 7:30. The call-in number is 714-510-3739. Call in, share some of your issues, some of your frustrations, some of your successes. And when I say success, I mean just success with respect to forms being filled out, forms being sent in, claim numbers being administered or attached to cases, and you're getting the proper medical condition that you're supposed to get. That's what I mean by success. Hey, good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday night. Good night, Rob.
Good night.